Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of loving one another. We've gone through many broadcasts sharing the Word of God, and today we're going to talk about proof of the fruit of love in your life. Do you have fruit? And the proof will be shown if you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. Remember, the love of God is agape love that realizes the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. You do have a spirit of love because you've been born again. You have a spirit that is ready to operate in love. You've got to cultivate that, and you have it in seed form as such. And the word in you on love, and as you hear it and do it, is going to bring forth the fruit. We're like a tree, but we got to plant the seed. And that seed is going to grow up. And what's the seed? It's the seed of the Word of God. And we've been sowing that in your life. Now we're going to look at proof of the fruit of love in our life. Number one, if you really have the fruit of love in your life, you will love God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your might. Deuteronomy chapter 6, 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, with everything within you, you are going to love God. Secondly, if you have the proof of the fruit of love in your life, you're going to be keeping His commandments. You're going to be a doer of the Word. John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You keep them. You just don't do them whenever you feel like it. You keep the commandments. You take the commandments of God and do them. Thirdly, you love not or value not the world. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If the man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Fourthly, you keep his sayings, being a doer of the word. John 14:24 says, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. It is important you must walk in love and towards God, and it happens as you keep His sayings. That's the way you show you love God. You just don't show you love God because you say, I love you, Lord. Hey, that doesn't mean 2 cents if you don't have the walk. A lot of people have the talk, but they don't have the walk. And the talk means nothing without the walk. You've got to show forth the love of God by keeping His sayings. Fifthly, we keep ourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, it says in Jude 1, verse 21. Keep yourself in love. You should continue in love. You should be abiding in love. You should be excelling and abounding in love. We looked at all these different scriptures. So keep yourself in the love of God at all times. 1 John 4:18 says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love, perfected love, casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We're all growing and developing in love. And God wants us to go on to be perfected and mature and complete in walking in love. As long as you have fear in your life, you have not been made perfect in love. So proof of the fruit of love in your life is that there's no fear in you, or that fear is lessening more and more. As fear lessens in your life, then the love of God should be increasing, and that certainly is proof of the fruit of love, of the fact that there is no fear or a lessening of fear in your life. 1 John 2:10, the seventh area, is there's no stumbling in us. The Bible says, he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. If you truly love your brother in Christ, then there's not going to be any occasion of stumbling. If you're stumbling left and right, then are you really walking in the love of God? See, if you're stumbling a lot, you're giving place to the devil somewhere, and you're opening up the door for the enemy to have place in your life. Another thing, eighth thing, is that love is going to cover transgressions. Proverbs 17:9 says, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love. Those that cover a transgression will seek after love. He that repeats a matter separates very friends. So don't sit there and go be a gossiper and speak the negatives about what's happened in a person's life. that shows that you lack love. In Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covers all sins. You are to cover transgressions, cover sins. Don't be one that stirs up strife. If you have people that have done things to you, don't carry that hatred. You'll stir up strife. Instead, walk in love and cover over the sin. Forgive the sin and let go of it. Another area, the proof of the fruit of love in our life, is that we're growing up in all things in Christ. Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love that you may grow up unto Him in all things. If you're growing up unto Him in all things, that shows that you're learning to speak the truth in love, learning to speak what God's Word says. Another thing is the fact that people know that you are a true disciple of Jesus. They can see it in the fruit in your life. This is the proof of the fruit. How is this? Because you have taken God's Word as a commandment, this command that He's given you, and you're doing it. John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have loved one to another. People will know you're a true disciple of Jesus if you have the proof of the fruit of love in your life. 11th area is loving ourself. You love your neighbor as yourself, so you should love yourself. That's very important that you choose to walk in love. Love yourself. Value yourself. You are valuable and precious, just as other people are as well. Another area is being rooted and grounded in love in our life. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:17 that we're to be rooted and grounded in love, knowing the love of Christ, which is going to cause us to be filled with all the fullness of God. 13th area, love is to be abounding in us. We saw that in Philippians 1:9, where he prayed that the love of God would abound in them more and more. And in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, that the love would increase and abound. If it's abounding, it's overflowing. It's just bubbling up out of you. It's evident and seen in your walk and in your actions, especially in your actions. Because remember, love is just not in word. Lots of people can speak lots of words, but it's the actions, in deed and truth, that's what counts. The proof of the fruit of love is also shown if you bless your enemies. The Bible says that we bless our enemy, love our enemies and bless those that curse us. So if you love your enemies and you're blessing those that curse you, that shows the fruit of love. Another point is if you do good to those that hate you, that shows the fruit of love. Another one is if you pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, that shows the fruit of love as well. Another area is that you don't hurt or injure another. Romans 13 talks about the fact that we don't hurt or injure anybody and that we're not going to work any ill to our neighbor. An 18th area is you edify people. You're going to build them up and strengthen them. 1 Corinthians 8:1, love edifies. Also, you are a servant of others. This is proof of the fruit of love in your life. Galatians 5:13 says that we are to be a servant, that by love we serve one another. Are you a servant of others? And the measure that you're a servant shows the proof of the fruit of love in your life. Do you hold up one another? Not tear them down, but hold them up. That's forbearing them. That's what God wants us to do, to forbear one another in love in Ephesians 4:2. Another area, do you speak the truth in love, not get into strife? This also shows the fruit of love. Speak the truth in love, not that's going to cause strife, division, or hard to be received. Then also you comfort others and you show tenderness. Love is going to do that, Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2. You also are one who is active in showing forth love by your labor. God's does not forget your labor and your work of love. Also, the proof of the fruit of love is if you have a pure heart, if you have a good conscience, and if you're real and not a fake, if people can really see the genuineness of your love. Also, love is shown if your steps are ordered after love. We're to walk in love, the Bible says. If we walk in love, then our steps are ordered after the way of love. We preach Christ out of love. We communicate it never with contention, never to put people down, never to cause strife or argue doctrine or whatever. We preach Christ out of love to communicate it. We also stir up others to operate in love, provoking others to love. Another point is you show love to all your brothers and sisters, loving the brotherhood. If you have love to all the brothers, then you show that there's a proof, a fruit of love in your life. Do you have fervent love, continually showing love towards people? That shows the fruit of love in your life. Whatever you do is done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. That shows the proof of the fruit of love. If you are a giver and you give out to others, that shows, again, that you are a person walking in love. Are you a giver or are you a taker? If you're a giver, then we know that you're walking in love. You know and you show your obligation to all men. You know that's your debt to all men. You're always going to show love to every person. Romans 13:8. We owe no man anything but to love one another. That's our debt to mankind. You don't show respect to persons. James chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says that we don't show respect to persons when we walk in love. Praise God. God wants you to walk in love at all times in your life. Praise God. So important that you make the decision to walk in love. Do you have faith in God's love? Are you believing in God's love to work? If you do that, then that's going to be evident because you'll be operating in love, you'll be doing it continually, and you'll be knowing that it's working in people's lives. Praise God. Do you lay down your life for the brethren? Do you lay down your life for the brethren by reaching out and ministering to them? Jesus laid down his life for the brethren. If we truly walk in love, we're going to do the very same thing of laying down our life for the brethren. It talks about that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Jesus laid down his life for us, and therefore we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Praise God. Proverbs 16:13. The Bible says, those that love him speaketh right. If we really love the Lord, we're going to speak right. We're going to speak things that are right before him in line with his word. If we're going to walk in love, then we're not going to let iniquity abound in our life. Matthew 24:12, iniquity abounding causes the love of many to wax cold. If your love is waxing cold, then is iniquity abounding in your life? Or are you being affected by the iniquity of others? That's why you got to separate yourself from the world. Praise God. Don't get complacent to sin around you. Don't allow iniquity to abound or get compromised in your ways. Praise God. In John chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? We certainly should love the brotherhood, and if so, then we will truly love God. Allow the fruit of love to come forth in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life?